this, we make an announcement beforehand, but I think Mary Ann has something she needs to say.
I have a new great granddaughter. She was born yesterday. She weighed 6 pounds, 3 ounces, and her name is Rhea Mae Larson.
Oh.
Let us rise as we begin singing our first hymn. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
to the Lord. O Almighty God,
merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy innocence that are suffering in death, of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. My eyes are ever toward the Lord.
For he shall pluck my feet out of the net.
Turn to me and be gracious to me.
For I am lonely and afflicted.
To you, O Lord,
I lift up my soul.
O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame.
Let not my enemies exult over me.
The trouble of my heart are enlarged.
Bring me out of my distresses.
Consider my affliction and my trouble.
And forgive all my sins.
O guard my soul and deliver me.
Let me not be put to shame, for I take refuge in you.
My eyes are ever toward the Lord.
For he shall pluck my feet out of the net.
Turn to me and be gracious to me.
For I am lonely and afflicted.
Create in us new and contrite hearts that lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, we may receive from you full pardon and forgiveness through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. O God, whose glory is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Reading from the Catechism. What if my parents or other authorities poorly carry out their vocations from God? In faith, in obedience to God's word, we still respect them as those who have been given the privilege of representing God to us. Am I always to obey my parents or other authorities without question? No. We must obey them. We must disobey them if they require us to disobey God's word. Acts 5, we must obey God rather than men. Ephesians 6, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Matthew 22, then Jesus said to them, therefore render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God. Then they asked that you read 1 Peter 2 and 1 Samuel 20. Note, we must distinguish between what a government permits people to do and what it compels them to do. When it compels us to act contrary to God's word, then we must disobey and live as God intends. When government permits activities contrary to God's word, for example, abortion, no-fault, divorce, and same-sex marriage, we must bear witness by living as God intended. What promise does God give us with this commandment? And why does he give it? God promises those who keep the fourth commandment that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. This promise highlights the vital importance of parents in raising children to grow up and become responsible members of society, wise caretakers of God's creation, and faithful witnesses to the gospel. The Old Testament reading for Ukali is written in the 8th chapter of Exodus, beginning with verse 16. So the Lord said to Moses, say to Aaron, stretch out your rod and strike the dust of the land so that it may become lice throughout all the land of Egypt. And they did so. For Aaron stretched out his hand with his rod and struck the dust of the earth, and it became lice on man and beast. All the dust of the land became lice throughout all the land of Egypt. Now the magicians so worked with their enhancements to bring forth lice, but they could not. So there was lice on man and beast. Then the magician said to Pharaoh, this is the finger of God. But Pharaoh's heart grew hard, and he did not heed them, just as the Lord had said. And the Lord said to Moses, rise early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh as he comes out to the water, and say to him then, thus says the Lord, let my people go that they may serve me. Or else, if you will not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies on you and your servants, on your people and into your houses. The houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground on which they stand. And in that day I will set apart the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, in order that they may know that I am the Lord in the midst of the land. I will make a difference between my people and your people. Tomorrow this shall be a sign. And the Lord did so. Thick swarms of flies came into the house of Pharaoh, into each of his servants' houses, and into all the land of Egypt. The land was corrupted because of the swarm of flies. Here endeth our Old Testament reading. Arise, O Lord, do not let man prevail.
Let the nations be judged in your sight.
When my enemies turn back,
they shall fall and perish at your presence.
Our epistle reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Christians in Ephesus, the 5th chapter, beginning with verse 1. Therefore be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet, swelling, smelling aroma. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you, as is fitting for saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, or covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not be partakers with them. For you once were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Here endeth our epistle reading. Please rise for the tract. To you I lift up my eyes.
O you who are enthroned in the heavens, behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master, so our eyes look to the Lord our God, till he has mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us.
The Holy Gospel is written in the 11th chapter of St. Luke, beginning with verse 14. When Jesus was casting out a demon, and it was mute, so it was when the demon had gone out, that the mute spoke, and the multitudes marveled. But some of them said, he cast out demons by Beelzebub, the ruler of demons. Others, testing him, sought from him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. A house divided against a house falls. If Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? Because you say, I cast out demons by Beelzebub. If I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if I cast out demons with the finger of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger man than he comes upon him and overcomes him, he takes from him all his armor in which he trusted and divides his spoils. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places seeking rest. And finding none, he says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it swept and put in order. Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. And it happened, as he spoke these things, that a certain woman from the crowd raised her voice and said to him, blessed is the womb that bore you, and the breasts which nursed you. But he said, more than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Here endeth the gospel reading. Let us confess our Christian faith with the words of the Nicene Creed found on page 22.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and stood on the right hand of the Father, and he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be you'd see to continue with our next tune. And the theme is the finger of God. The grace, mercy, peace of Christ Jesus rest upon each and every one of you. Amen.
Amen.
On June 16, 1858, Abraham Lincoln gave an acceptance speech for his party's nomination to the U.S. Senate, where he emphasized the belief that America could not remain divided between free states and slave states. He opened his speech with the line, "A house divided against itself cannot stand." In his farewell address to the nation from the Oval Office in January 1989, President Ronald Reagan defined a phrase he had made popular during his political career, "A shining city upon a hill." Reagan saw that the United States of America as that shining city upon a hill, because America was an example to the whole world of a beacon of freedom. In November of 2001, less than 2 months after the infamous attacks on America in which terrorists used commercial airplanes to kill nearly 3,000 people, then President George W. Bush famously said, "Over time, it's going to be important for nations to know that they will be held accountable for inactivity. You're either with us or against us in the fight against terror." Dear saints in Christ, all three of these presidents of the United States quoted Jesus Christ with these statements. In all three of these statements, the respective presidents were speaking of the United States and its fight against evil. In all three of these statements, Jesus spoke about his heavenly kingdom and its fight against evil. Now, it's not necessarily wrong to quote Jesus to make a point about an earthly matter. Jesus often used earthly examples to make heavenly points. Nevertheless, it is remarkable how consistently Jesus' words concerning spiritual matters are used to focus upon earthly matters that are far less pressing. So who are the good guys? Who are the bad guys? People speak of being on the right side of history or the wrong side of history. Everyone wants to be on the right side of history. I don't know of anyone who wants to be on the wrong side of history. But what is the right side and what is the wrong side? Who are your enemies? Is it China? Russia? Iran? Republicans? Democrats? Socialists? The cartels? Is America the beacon of all that is good? How do you know whether you are on the right side? Jesus makes clear who your true enemy is. It is Satan. He is the liar. He is the one who tempts all people into sin and unbelief. He led our race into death and damnation. He comes to murder and scatter Jesus' sheep. The Jews called him Beelzebub, meaning Lord of the Flies. It was a term of mockery that didn't take Satan all too seriously. And Satan isn't taken seriously today either. When people think of the top 10 problems in the world, Satan usually doesn't make the list. If you were to suggest that Satan were our greatest enemy in public, he would likely be looked on as a lunatic. However, Satan is real, and he has real influence on this earth. He is the true enemy, and Jesus came to conquer him. Jesus conquered Satan by rescuing you from his clutches. You see, Satan's goal is for you all to go to hell and to be separated from God forever. This is why he lied to Eve those many years ago. This is why he lies to you today. All people are born under Satan's power. As the Apostle Paul writes in his letter to the Christians in Ephesus, "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind." That is the situation you are all in from birth. That is why you needed to be rescued. Satan is a strong man who guards his own palace. You are the goods he tries to keep in his control. But thanks be to God that Jesus is the stronger man who comes and disarms the strong man and divides his spoil. Jesus did this himself by becoming a human being. However, when Satan attacked him to lead him to sin, Jesus did not fall. Jesus remained obedient to God. Then Jesus took on the sins that plagued all of mankind, and he died for them, as if he himself committed them. Jesus silenced Satan's accusations against you by taking your place under the law and being punished in your place. When Jesus was raised from the dead and exited the tomb, he left all of your sins nailed to the cross. That means that he left Satan's life work, along with all of his armor that he trusted in, nailed to that cross. Jesus won. Satan lost. And you share Jesus' victory through faith in him. It requires no work on your part. You don't conquer Satan with your own holiness. Rather, you receive Jesus' victory over Satan as a pure gift. When you believe that God forgives all your sins for Christ's sake, you are saved by grace. Jesus fights for you here, and he fights for you now. You witness Jesus' fight when someone is baptized. You see the very finger of God at work. Yes, you see like plain words were spoken over with ordinary water poured, but they were God's words. And they carried with them the power of Jesus' death and resurrection. Satan, who held you captive, was expelled. He was disarmed and sent away, and his goods were taken from him. And that is what happened when each of you were baptized. The power of baptism is the finger of God, God's holy word, specifically the gospel of Jesus Christ. Nevertheless, Jesus has a warning for you. When an unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it passes through the waterless places seeking rest. And finding none, it returns to the place where it was cast out. And when it finds it swept and put in order, it goes and finds seven more demons more wicked than itself, and the last state of that person is worse than the first. This is why babies who are baptized need to continue to be filled with the Word of God. Baptism drives out the unclean spirit, so the Holy Spirit must take their place. For the Holy Spirit is, there is Jesus. Jesus must abide with the child. You know, it is a distortion of the gospel to say that because Jesus forgives your sins apart from your works, you can continue to sin without fear. Holy Scripture says, are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life. You see, by the finger of God, that is the power of God's word, specifically the gospel of Jesus Christ, which comes to you through words, God drives out Satan and his minions from you. He does this by forgiving your sins and giving you his Holy Spirit. However, when you do not continue in his word, you do not walk by the Spirit, then Satan and his minions come back to claim their former place. The state of a former Christian is worse than the state before he was a Christian. This is why you do not just get babies baptized. You baptize them and you teach them every day of their lives the words and promises of their Savior Jesus. This is why you who have had your sins forgiven continue to be filled with God's grace, so that there's no room in you for Satan. Christians should not partake in sinful behavior. St. Paul warns you, let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving. So use your mind to think upon God and His Word. Use your mouth to confess Christ and sing His praises. When you do that, your mind will not have room for impure thoughts, and your mouth will not have opportunity to speak rudely. You see, God's house cannot be divided. So you must not use your bodies, which are the temple of the Holy Spirit, to do what is evil. Jesus says, whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. You must also remember that you cannot be neutral between God and Satan. There is no neutral ground. Silence in the face of evil is not condoning evil. The man had a mute demon. This was especially an evil thing, because a man could not praise his God or confess his Savior. Satan kept him silent. Jesus says, whoever confesses me before men, him also will I confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever is ashamed of me before men, of him also will I be ashamed before my Father who is in heaven. And St. Paul says, with the heart one believes and is justified, with the mouth one confesses and is saved. Your faith causes you to confess. You don't just hold faith privately in your hearts. You confess your faith. You acknowledge God with your lips. Jesus warns against complacency and apathy. Jesus doesn't drive Satan out of your heart so that your heart will remain empty. He drives Satan from your heart so that your heart will be filled with the Holy Spirit. Faith in Christ and love for your neighbor. Faith in Christ brings you to repentance every day. You seek to avoid sin. You seek to do good to your neighbor, to be patient with those who might annoy you, to forgive those who sin against you. You flee those sins that drag you away from Christ, lest Satan would hold on to your hearts yet again. Jesus wants you to be aware that you are currently under the assault of the devil. He doesn't want you to give up his palace without a fight. If he sees an opening, he will try to barge his way in. However, Jesus also tells you that you do have a weapon that wards off Satan, a weapon that does not fail. And this weapon is the finger of God, which is the very gospel of Jesus Christ. You have the cross of Christ on which all your sins are nailed along with Satan's armor. You have your baptism through which God drove Satan out of you. You have the Lord's Supper by which you commune with the true body and blood that conquered Satan here on this earth. You cling to the gospel of Christ in order to drive Satan away from you and to keep you from sin. A woman cried out, blessed be the womb that bore you and the breast which nursed you. She was speaking of the Virgin Mary. Mary is certainly blessed beyond all women, having borne your Savior. Nevertheless, she is truly blessed because she trusted in Jesus. Jesus says, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it. They're saints in Christ. Keep it means to guard it. You guard your faith in Jesus Christ because Jesus is your champion over Satan. You don't get tired of Jesus. You don't get bored with his words. You need his forgiveness every single day. you need his wisdom every waking hour. He opposes. He offends off Satan for you by strengthening your faith. And he undoes Satan's work by forgiving your sins. When you guard the promises of Jesus and his word, and they are on your right side, you are united with Christ. And the foe will ever be divided, will never be able to divide you. Amen.
Amen.
Now the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto everlasting life. Amen.
Amen.
Soften our hearts to the word of your Son. Teach us repentance through the plagues and trials of this world, that at the last day we may be found in you. Lord, in your mercy,
Hear our prayer.
Lord of the church, preserve and bless your church on earth. Do not let us fall into sin of pride and self-confidence. Grant boldness to your ministers as they preach your word to all, especially to those in need of repentance. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, you call us to live in purity and holiness. Protect and guide Christian families to love and seek chastity and decency, learning to grow in virtue in all godly living. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
King of kings and judge of the earth, establish our nation's leaders and grant them wisdom for the good of those they govern. That your word and church would not be persecuted in our land, but protected and allowed to flourish by your grace. Watch over, guard, and comfort, especially Gordon, Brandon, John, Rebecca, Donovan, and Emily. Grant peace between nations and a spirit of humility and concord to our citizens. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Lord God of hosts, we give thanks that in the waters of holy baptism we receive the forgiveness of sins, deliverance from death and the devil, and eternal salvation. On this baptismal anniversary, bless Roger continually by your word and spirit, that he may faithfully keep the covenant into which he has been called, boldly confess his Savior, and finally share with all the saints the joys of eternal life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, the strength of the weak, hear our prayers for all who are sick, anxious, lonely, or oppressed in any way, especially Pat, Robin, Carol, Arlen, Nathan, Philip, Jamie, Richard, Steve, Kathy, Jerry, Ruth, Roger, Helen, Deanna, Carlene, Rihanna, Leisha, Robin, Deb, Mary, Wally, Shirley, Billy, the family of Tammy Butler, and the Leslie family. Overcome the devil and his demons, that he would not lead any into despair, and grant your healing and cleansing power to rest upon their bodies and minds. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Blessed Lord, you join your word to the bread and wine, and so invite us to eat and drink. Grant that we may hear and keep your word in faith, and that we may worthily receive the true body and blood of our Savior, and so be given your eternal blessing. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Heavenly Father, you seek not the death, but the life of all. Hear our prayers for all who have no right knowledge of you, or who have wandered from the truth. Free them from all error and the glory of your name. Mercifully bring them into the fellowship of your holy church. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Dear Father, we also ask that you watch over and guard Sam and her new daughter, Rhea, until they're able to bring them to the waters of holy baptism so that she may be your child. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to take our flesh, that he might overcome the devil and defend us poor sinners against the adversary. We thank you for your merciful aid and implore you to attend us with your grace in every temptation. Preserve us from carnal security and by your Spirit. Keep us in your word and fear, that we may be delivered from the enemy and obtain eternal salvation through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307.
Thank you. sight and salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you. Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who overcame the assaults of the devil and gave his life as a ransom for many, that with clenched hearts we might be prepared joyfully to celebrate the Paschal feast in sincerity and truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Yeah.
Kate, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given unto death for your soul. Kate, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given unto death for your soul. Take, drink. This is the true blood of Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Take, drink. This is the true blood of Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Take, drink. This is the true blood of Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Take, drink. This is the true blood of Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Now this true body and blood of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve your body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Amen.
This is the true body of Christ, given unto death for your sin. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given unto death for your sin. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given unto death for your sin. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given unto death for your sin. Thank you. true body of Christ, given unto death for your sin. Beseech thee that of thy mercy thou wouldst strengthen us for the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Amen.
Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.
Amen.